Nolte, far-left ABC cancels debate after Trump, Haley refused to participate. By John Nolte on January 16, 2024. Far-left ABC's Thursday presidential debate in New Hampshire has been canceled due to a surprising burst of intelligence from former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC. Although she's not sure why we fought the Civil War, Democrats refuse to free their slaves, Nikki, or if men can magically transform into women. They cannot, Nikki, Haley told ABC no to any debate that does not include former President Trump or his fraudulency Joe Biden. We've had five great debates in this campaign, Haley announced in a Tuesday statement reported by the incredible shrinking Washington Post. Unfortunately, Donald Trump has ducked all of them. He has nowhere left to hide. The next debate I do will either be with Donald Trump or with Joe Biden. I look forward to it. Of course, Trump has been too savvy to participate in any of these stupid primary debates. Only stupid Republicans allow Democrat operatives disguised as lousy journalists to have free reign over them. In response to Haley, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, fired off this week T. I won't snub New Hampshire voters like both Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. And plan to honor my commitments, he tweeted. Adding that he looks forward to debating two empty podiums in the Granite State this week. As poorly as the DeSantis campaign has been run, I wouldn't be too sure one of those podiums doesn't come out the winner. But ABC has decided to cancel the debate. Our intent was to host a debate coming out of the Iowa caucuses, but we always knew that would be contingent on the candidates and the outcome of the race, ABC said in a statement. As a result, while our robust election coverage will continue, ABC News and MERTV will not be moving forward with Thursday's Republican presidential primary debate in New Hampshire. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, is scheduled to host a GOP debate on Sunday the 21st, 2 days before New Hampshire votes. Any Republican stupid enough to show up for that debate should be fitted with a helmet and given a lifetime pass to ride the special bus. There is no upside for Haley to stand on a stage with DeSantis in New Hampshire. DeSantis is toast after his poor showing Monday night in Iowa. Iowa was supposed to be his state. Instead, Trump walked away with a record win. Trump's 51 points top third place Haley and second place DeSantis combined by almost 10 points. Now, the contest moves to New Hampshire, where DeSantis hardly registers. In the Real Clear Politics average poll of polls, DeSantis earned just 6.5% support. Before former Governor Chris Christie, RFAT, dropped out, DeSantis was losing to third place Christie, who averaged 11.3% support, nearly double DeSantis. Haley enjoys 29.3% support in New Hampshire to Trump's 43.5%. So, no, there is no upside to Haley standing on a stage with DeSantis. Better to treat him like what he is, an also-rans also-ran. I like DeSantis. He's a great governor. But his presidential campaign has been a total catastrophe, the worst by a major player I have ever witnessed. Haley might do okay in New Hampshire, but Trump is set up to wallop her in the next primary state, South Carolina, and it's difficult to imagine her staying in the race if she gets walloped in her home state. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. I find myself reading less and less these days as all pop culture, books, movies, music, have degenerated into simplistic content that tries to beat you over the head with a message. That being said, I found Borrowed Time to be refreshing and delightful with complex characters and a messy, authentic world. Also, I have to commend you on your idea of what heaven looks like. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.